Top Stuff, the Rock Antenna Heavy Metal Podcast. Enjoy exclusive interviews with your favorite metalheads. Please welcome.
We're here at Summer Breeze Festival. It's day three. Exactly, it's day four because it's 1 o'clock in the morning and we're sitting here with Mr. Lordy from Lordy. Hi.
Hello.
And it's after your show, right?
Right after the show, yeah.
How was the show tonight?
Sweaty, hot, good. Good, yeah.
Beautiful. How was the crowd?
Good. I seem to be only having like one-word answers now, but yeah, it was good. It was good crowd. Good crowd. Especially thinking about that they've been here like what? For days in this fucking heat. So yeah, they still had some energy, which is nice, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you just said that it was sweaty. I'm curious, are monsters sweating? Do monsters sweat?
Yeah. You can see that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice. But you're doing good.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, perfect. So it's the second time that you played at Summer Breeze Festival.
Apparently, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The last time was in 2019, I think.
You could be right. I don't remember. I don't remember the year, but that was the last show of our previous bass player, Ox. That was the last show of him, so yeah, that's kind of like, oh, you know.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember this show? Can you compare it?
Nope, I remember shit. I remember nothing. But if you ask anything from the history of Kiss, I can tell you the dates and you know, years and shit. But if you ask anything, what happened with Lordy or any of the shows or cities, forget it. I don't remember anything.
But why? Because you're so in the heat of the moment.
No, it's just like Kiss is more important. So, you know, as a fanboy, as a nerd, you know, you remember the important things. You're like, yeah, Asylum, 85, and, you know, Unmasked, 1980. You know, you remember the important things.
Okay, I see.
yeah.
Yeah, and also what is maybe also important is that you put out a new song just a few weeks ago. Yeah. Just tell me about it.
Well, it's a song by Lordy, surprisingly, called Made of Metal. And the funny thing about that is it's like actually inspired by a fucking phone, like a OnePlus smartphone that is made of metal, surprisingly. So they asked us to, you know, could we do a song? Sure, and yeah, and it's a good song. I mean, we just before we were asked, we just finished recording and mixing our next album, which is coming like next year, and we just, you know, done that, and then we, you know, were asked to do this song, and then we did the song, and then it was like, fuck, that could have, you know, fitted the album so well, but of course it was too late to fit, you know, to be fitted on the album anymore, but it's a good song, and it's like a little snack in between that one song, you know, before when it's like a snack before the dinner.
Ah, okay, nice. So it's a standalone single, and next year we will get a new Lordy album.
Yes.
Nice. Can you tell us something about it yet? Have you started songwriting yet?
Oh, it's done. The album
it's
is
done
recorded.
Already.
Yeah, it was already. It's already done. It's in the prints already. You know, yeah, it's all done.
So will it come very, very soon?
Well, it comes early next year, I think February or March. Like I said, I don't remember shit, you know, so early next year it comes. And yeah, it's a Lordy album. I don't know what is a typical Lordy album, because we've done quite a lot of different kind of albums. We've done disco album and we've done all kinds of fucking different styles, but I would say your standard Lordy album in a way, yeah.
So we're really excited to see this album, to get this album, to hear this album. Will we hear the new album also on tour next year? Maybe.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, right after the album is released, we're hitting the tour. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Really good. And are there maybe any more crazy plans, like going on Vogue again, the Scandinavian Vogue?
I don't know. It depends on Vogue and all the other crazies. You know, it's like, you know, most of the times, all these crazy ideas, they don't come from us. We're just like being asked to do something like that. So I mean, it would have never occurred to me to like, hey, let's ask Vogue if they would want us to, you know, pose for. No, it was the other way around. So, well, it depends on everybody else but us. And we're just standing, you know, and sitting, you know, scratching our balls and picking our noses. And then somebody calls out, hey, you want to do this? Sure. You know, so it goes like that.
Why not?
Yeah.
But maybe you will do an own Lordi fashion show or something.
I don't see that happening. I have to say that that is something that I really don't see happening.
But why? I think it would be really
It would
really
be,
nice.
Of course,
yeah.
Because we're so fucking chic. But yeah. But still, if I would have to bet, I would say that there's no Lordi fashion show coming. I would. That's my bet.
Okay, I think that's okay. That's all right, because we're getting a new album. We're getting a fashion show on a tour.
Kinda. I mean, every night we're on a stage, it's a fucking fashion show. Sure. You know, not the newest fashion though, but it is like Lordi fashion. Yeah.
I think it's the most metal fashion show on earth.
And like I always say, we are the prettiest band on the planet. So yes, in that way.
Thank you so much for the interview.
Danke schön. Ja, ja. Das ist gut. Das ist nicht schlecht.
Top Stuff, the Rock Antenna Heavy Metal Podcast. Enjoy exclusive interviews with your favorite metalheads. Please welcome